Matt, I mean, how significant is in your vantage point, how significant is a shutout? I mean, I know it's easy to look at it and say that was a really good defensive performance, but is it as easy as, you know, that's as good as it gets for you guys, or is there still room for improvement despite the fact you guys didn't allow any points?
I think you're absolutely always trying to look for improvement. I mean, obviously, you're happy with the effort and, excited for the players. Obviously, they're the ones that did all the work on the field to, achieve certain goals. But certainly, when you go back and look at the film, there's a lot of things that we need to do better and improve on and work on. And that's really what we'll focus on, obviously more so than just, the scoreboard there. But, it's good effort by everybody out there. I think guys really tried to play hard and do things we asked them to do. So, pleased with that, but there's certainly some areas of improvement that you can take a look at the game and really take a look at and say, all right, well, we got to do some things better here because they weren't good enough.
Matt, Bill sort of touched on this yesterday after the game anyways. Could you talk about sort of a two-part thing here? He said that really the pressure yesterday was seven sacks was a result of the group effort. So could you maybe talk about that? And then also the individual production of Justin Francis, three sacks, whether they were, ones that resulted of other players or not, still seems like a high total for one guy. Could you talk about those two?
Yeah, I really think they're actually probably the same question. I think, Coach hit it right on the head as far as the great thing about what we do is obviously it's a team effort. So I think when you look at the bottom line stats and you just see one particular player or a particular player with high numbers, I don't really think that tells the whole story. And if you take a good look at the game and what actually happened during the particular play, you'll see that there's a lot of other factors that contribute to maybe, a player making a play on that particular situation. So I think, single out anybody with stat numbers yesterday, but if you take a look at the group effort, it was really what we were looking for. So you can certainly see situations where the guys in coverage in those situations did a really excellent job to allow the pass rush time to get to the quarterback. And then you can see situations where the pass rush was able to get to the quarterback, which allowed the cover guys to, not have to cover as long. So really think it was a, good collaborative effort, along with, the same thing in the pass rush or the run game where one guy may be making a particular tackle or a particular play, but what you don't see is the other guy that's got three guys on him at one time that's eating up a bunch of blockers that frees up another player. So, I mean, that's the beauty of the sport, and that's really what we strive for in a team effort. So I think that's, what we're talking about when we have successful plays like that where, we get a good particular play, but it's really there's a lot of other factors that go into it. So.
Matt, when Rob Ninkovich went out yesterday, we saw Trevor Scott step in to that where Rob usually is. How has Trevor developed over this year? Obviously, he was new to you guys this year when he came in.
Yeah, I think Trevor has done, over the course of the season, you take a look at the role he's had and what he's, the opportunities he's had and what he's been able to do with them. I think he's really, tried to develop and come along. Obviously, he was available for us and did a good job for us in the first game against Miami. And then, it's just steadily improved throughout the season. I think, like all the guys on the defense, he's, hopefully throughout the entire season, you get to this point and, you've done a good enough job to, you've done a good enough job to, improve yourself week by week, and that's really what we're trying to do. And I think, Trevor has certainly done that and become more familiar with the system and the communication and the different things that we're trying to do. So, obviously we had a situation like we had yesterday, and guys just got to step in and go, and that's what we prepare for every week.
Good morning, Matt. You kind of touched on the question that I had earlier about the the sacks might credit the pass rushers, but after watching the film, how good of a coverage game do you think you guys had? With sort of a two-part question, with some guys that are usually out there for you this year not being out there?
I think it kind of ties into what I said before. It was just, there's a place when you take a look at it where this is doing well and this isn't as good as you want it to be, and then this is really good, so it kind of makes up for the other part of it. I think as far as, the guys that are out on the field, we play who's available and who's ready to go, and that's the great part about the guys that we have on the defense side of the ball. They're truly professionals that work hard every week to prepare themselves to play no matter where they are, basically, what they would think they would be in you know, in a standing depth chart. But at any particular time in the game, they have to go in and perform at a very high level. So I think that's, you know, what you get in the NFL is those guys that have to step in and step into those roles and be productive. And, you know, I think for the most part, we were able to generate that out of some of those guys that played in different positions that they haven't played, or just not as much as they played, you know, throughout the course of the season. I think in general, you know, we tried to do the right things in coverage. Obviously, there's always a room for improvement there with some of the different looks that we saw from the Dolphins. I mean, give them credit, you know, for what they do. And there were some tough looks in there. And, you know, we tried to battle through it. And like I said, in some particular plays where, you know, we might have had an instance where, you know, it was a harder coverage coverage communication call, whatever the case may be, and maybe the pass rush made up for it, or there's a case where the pass rush, you know, was not there quite as fast, and the coverage made up for, you know, that and gave us an opportunity. So it was a good job of those guys working together to handle those situations in those, you know, areas that they came up.
Some Patriots fans might not know a whole lot about Derek Martin. What would you tell them about him?
I would just, you know, Derek Martin is a extremely high energy, true professional that comes to work every day and just brings a tremendous attitude of you know, going to work and having fun and just really studying and being disciplined. I think, you know, he's a guy that again, is another guy, you know, we had to throw out there or put out there, and you just feel confident that he's going to, you know, do his job to the best of his ability, but, you know, at least be in the right places at the right time and really try to communicate and you know, do what he's asked to do. So it's good to have those guys on your team that maybe necessarily don't get, you know, all the reps, but, you know, they can step in and just be able to function at a high level. And it's just a guy that obviously has been around a little while that knows how the NFL works and is just a true professional from the standpoint of he's going to be able to get mental preparation in the classroom and on the field and put himself in a situation where if he has to go out and perform that, you know, hopefully he can do it at a very high level.
I wanted to get your evaluation of Jermaine Cunningham. Obviously, he missed a month, and you got, you know, game fitness and those sorts of things. We saw him play a little bit last night. So how did he do in his return?
I think obviously situation for Jermaine, you know, came back and tried to go out and, you know, play hard and certainly was out there doing the things we were asking him to do. But it's like any player that has a little time off or is away from the game for a while, you know, you just got to keep working to improve and hopefully, you know, build on that performance, you know, the following week or whenever it is that you play. So certainly, you know, he's going to have to come back in and keep working hard to get himself going again. But it was, you know, a good job of him being ready to go when he got back in the building.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Happy New Year.